Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
As we get closer to the actual ACM Awards, by the way, nominated, just saying.
John and I wanted to have our own ACM Awards.
Not the Academy of Country Music Awards, however.
Mm-mm.
Our ACMs are
Awards for Community Magnificence.
So we just wrapped up our first category, which was the best gym for normal people. And the finalists were Dan McKinney Family YMCA, Rev Body in Eastlake, the Oceanside Gym, North County Fitness, and Latitude 32 Fitness. And we'll announce the winners when we hit the road for John and Tammy's ACM Awards. So that means we're on to the next category.
Here come the meat sweats.
Yes, Joey, thank you. The best place in San Diego to get the meat sweats. Now, this could be a steakhouse. This could be a butcher shop. This could be your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Wherever you get the meat sweats, where you're literally pouring gravy out of your sweat pores, that is what we want you to vote on. Nominate your best place to get the meat sweats in San Diego.
You know, I'll never forget the first time it ever happened to me. Never experienced it in my life until I had gone to this steakhouse, and everything was so good, and I couldn't stop eating. And when we're driving home, they're like, hey, let's stop and have a beverage at this bar. And I was like, oh, I don't think I could even drink water right now. And my friend who's in the front seat turns to me, and he goes, what's the matter, honey? You got the meat sweats? And I'm like, what? It's a real thing.
It's exactly what it is. Even smells like what you ate. It's weird.
John came up with this category, and I absolutely love it.
What a shock. What a shock, huh?
But because it encompasses so many things that involve meat,
right. You
know?
I got 10 places right off the top of my head to give me the meat sweats.
So all you have to do is go to KSON.com and nominate your best place to get the meat sweats.
I got the meat sweats at the Padres game on Wednesday. I went to Rock and Baja, got some tacos, the prime rib taco.
Ooh.
So good, man.
Yes.
Meat sweats. Go Pods. Where's your favorite place to get the meat sweats in San Diego County? It's part of our ACMs, and that, of course, stands for
Awards for Community Magnificence.
This is everything I eat in a day, and on tour, I only eat 2 meals a day and 1 snack.
Boy, that sounds like a slimmed-down version of Jelly Roll.
It's really incredible how much weight he's lost, considering how he... And these are his words, not mine. He said, I was a 550-pound zombie because he didn't move, eating unhealthy, and he's made it an investment in himself to not only lose weight but to move a lot more. And one of the things Jelly Roll has the ability to do is on tour bring a nutrition coach with him and a private chef. What I love about this is not only does Jelly Roll show us what he eats while he's losing this weight. His chef tells you how to make it.
All right.
You wouldn't think that a Waffle House bowl is something that you'd be eating if you're looking to lose weight.
But if you have your own personal chef and a nutrition specialist, I'm sure there's a way they can make a replica of a Waffle House hash brown bowl and make it healthy.
Exactly. And he's sharing that. So you can do it too, which I think is really great.
I wonder if I would like to have my own chef. I wonder how long I would... At first, it sounds really romantic, but...
I think if you were in a big diet phase where you didn't want to have to sit and think about portions and what I have to have, I think you would enjoy that. But then once you weren't in the diet phase, you'd want to cook your own. We'll share it in John and Tammy's Instagram stories. But it's a bit of food, and it looks really good. So he has that healthy Waffle House bowl, which it has chicken sausage, Wagyu beef tallow, bell peppers, bone broth, and air-fried hash browns. So it keeps the calories low, and it's packed with protein. In the middle of the day, he has this cookie dough banana snack that his chef makes that is lower calorie and healthy. And then for the evening, he has poutine. Now, you might not know what that is. John, explain what poutine is.
Poutine is a French Canadian dish. It's fries and gravy and cheese curds and all kinds of fabulous. It's a big deal to our French neighbors. And I don't know how they make that healthy.
Well, they have a dairy-free poutine, which is made with cashew cheese. He makes these cheese curds with the cashews, right? And he adds chicken sausage and rice flour. And it's, again, a big bowl of food, heavy on the protein, but healthy for him to eat. So it looked delicious.
Two meals a day, one snack, that's all he eats, and he looks great. We're going to see a brand new and improved Jelly Roll at Stagecoach this year. He promised last year, if he got to headline Stagecoach, he would pull out all the stops. Can't wait to see what he's going to do in just a few weeks now.
Right, down 140 pounds, preparing for his second 5K, and he's asking everyone else who wants to lose weight and get healthier to virtually join him in Jelly Roll's Losers Run Club. I love it.
Attaboy, Jelly. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Ryan in San Marcos. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Real well, pal. Appreciate you asking. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy, can you step out, please?
You bet. Good luck, Ryan.
Ryan, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Ryan?
Sounds good.
Happy birthday to Pedro Pascal. Pedro has starred in the Star Wars franchise of The Mandalorian since 2019. What network airs The Mandalorian?
Is that... Disney.
More specific?
Got a pass, sorry.
All right. Viola Davis admits she was judgmental when she saw the actor that played Black Panther getting special treatment on the set of their movie Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. She had no idea he was dying of cancer at the time. Who is the actor?
I don't know that one. Sorry, pass.
The TV home most Americans want to live in is the home from Full House. What was the last name of the family that lived in that house?
Is it Tanner?
Happy birthday to Robert Downey Jr. How many Oscar noms does Robert have total?
Gonna say five.
And finally, Jamie Lynn Spears turns 33 today. What Nickelodeon show was she the star of?
These are tough ones, John. Killing me. Nickelodeon, is it All That?
All right, let's get Tam back in. I'm going to put money down, Ryan, that you do better when you're not live on the air as opposed to when you're in your car or you're playing along.
Of course. John.
I hear it all the time. And Ryan proved it, unfortunately, today by going 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Tell me, happy birthday to Pedro Pascal. He has starred in the Star Wars franchise of The Mandalorian since 2019. What network airs The Mandalorian?
I believe it's Disney. Disney Plus, whatever it's called, the streaming.
More specific, what is it?
Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
Ryan said Disney, and I couldn't give it to you because there's a Disney Channel, there's Disney Plus, there's Disney Kids. I needed to be more specific, okay?
No worries.
All right, man. 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Viola Davis admits she was judgmental when she saw the actor that played Black Panther getting special treatment on the set of their movie Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. She had no idea that he was dying of cancer at the time. No one did.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the actor?
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman played Black Panther. Ryan couldn't remember. 2-1, Tammy. The TV home most Americans want to live in is the house from Full House. What was the last name of the family that lived in that house?
Tanner.
The Tanners lived in that house. Ryan knew that. 3-1, Tammy. Happy birthday to Robert Downey Jr. How many Oscar noms does Robert have?
2.
Robert has 3. He was nominated for Chaplin. He was nominated for Tropic Thunder. And he won for Oppenheimer. It's now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Jamie Lynn Spears turns 33 today. What Nickelodeon show was she the star of?
Zoe 101.
Zoe 101.
My daughter had that on constantly. She thought that's what high school was going to be like when we moved to California.
No.
Like, no, honey.
If I could have phone a friend to my daughter, I would have got it.
Yep, right?
Maybe we should start doing that. It's actually pretty good.
Give us a lifeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
We'd have to get clearance from ABC. You know, our lawyers, after all. Today, Ryan, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort, where you can build memories for less, because Legoland California Resort is offering you second-day free tickets this spring break.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. My daughters will love that.
Ryan, have a wonderful time with your family before you leave. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ryan in San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
The dudes in Parmalee have over 1 billion streams, 5 number ones, and a brand new record out today called Fell in Love with a Cowgirl.
They're also part of the huge lineup for tomorrow's Boots in the Park, starring Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee. We are super excited that they are coming back to San Diego, and it's going to be a beautiful day, too. It's going to finally feel like San Diego again.
In case you need a reminder of what Parmalee's all about.
What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hello. How are you?
Doing great. Hope y'all are.
We're doing so well. So happy to talk to you guys. We're so happy to talk about the new music. Fell in Love with the Cowgirls, the record out today. Can't wait to hear some of it tomorrow at Boots in the Park, guys. You'll be in our arms again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, man. We can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. I mean, we just started doing the big outdoor festivals, and this one's going to be fun.
Well, not only did you guys just finish up a show at Wickenburg in Arizona for a ton of RV and campers. How was that, by the way?
What a cool spot. Like an original dude ranch, and it's had such a history, and it was just it was a really cool vibe, like just one of a kind.
My best friend Darcy was there, so that's how I kind of got the backstage, not backstage, but behind the scenes.
Is this the same Darcy that's been praising Parmalee since we got here? She loves you guys so much.
All right. What up, Darcy?
Hi.
Thank you.
When you're playing something smaller like that in a place like that, do you guys enjoy that, or do you prefer being in front of the bigger crowds?
I like those smaller crowds like that. They're fun. It's almost like a private event sometimes, which is really cool. I mean, they're all fun in their own ways, you know, even the theaters versus the arenas and even the bigger ones. But we just try to bring the party no matter what stage we're on.
Right on. Yeah. Very evident. Guys, hang tight. Get yourself a cup of something, and we're going to come back and talk about, a massive snub in the country music world, and it involves Parmalee. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We're talking with Parmalee. We're talking with Matt and Scott and Barry and Josh. Now, guys, I have to go there. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but we're going to bring up something that is kind of concerning. Tam and I have been in a morning show together for 25 years. We've been in San Diego for almost 15. We finally got our first ACM nomination this past month. Please stop.
Awesome.
Don't want to hear about that. What I do want to talk about is what is kind of sweeping the nation right now as far as in our industry is, why in the hell is Parmalee not a multi ACM winner, a multi CMA winner? The most, I would say, successful group in country music since, 2010? 5 number ones. What's it going to take, guys?
That's out of our jurisdiction, I guess. I don't know. We have no idea. We don't know what the criteria is. It's obviously not having hits on the radio.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, John and I feel the same way. It's like, okay, we've been together for a morning show who stayed in country music as a team for 25 years, right? In and itself is really an accomplishment. Doing well at those stations, getting good ratings.
I hope.
You know, all of that, we're like, oh, I'm not sure.
Guys, does it make you angry?
No, it doesn't make us angry. We didn't get into this for awards. I mean, we just love doing this, and our goal is just to set out with just play music for a living, and that's what we're doing, and we love every bit of a minute of it.
Well, and we know that. That's not why you get into that, but it still kind of sucks when you don't have the little bit of the hardware. So, you know, maybe
my trophy rack is super empty. I'm tired of it. I'm super tired of it.
All right, after Boots in the Park, you guys are going to be on the Today Show on Monday, correct?
Correct.
That's right.
We've done it a few times. Good Morning America, Today Show. It's a trip. You fly to New York, get up really early, and you get sound check done early, and then you wait.
And then you wait some more. And then you wait.
Minutes, and then you're gone.
We know how much musicians love early mornings, so that's going to be such a treat for you all.
Do you guys, like, have a routine now, you know? I mean, because you've been doing this for some time. When you get into a season like now, festival season, concert season, and you're going full bore, do you have a routine that you guys do, whether it comes to how you eat, working out, all of that that you have to follow so that you don't just exhaust yourselves?
That's a good question.
Not really.
Yeah. We try to do the best we can. We get outside, exercise, do what we can. Try to get rest whenever you can, because out here it's just a crazy schedule, especially sleep schedule.
Parmalee is very busy right now. Fell in Love with a Cowgirl is out. A Cowgirl's killing it right now on KSON. And they play tomorrow at Boots in the Park. You can still get tickets at KSON.com. You're going to be singing along to every freaking hit that Parmalee has.
Can't wait.
You know what a great setting it is. You've been there before. You got the skyline. You got the water. You've got the ships. You got the USS Midway. You got thousands of your fans in America's finest city.
You guys have the best weather on earth, man. This is going to be great. All those hits, all those artists. We're going to have a good time. Can't wait to see everybody.
Guys, we'll see you on Saturday. Congratulations on another great record with Fell in Love with a Cowgirl. And again, Cowgirl is killing it right now on our station. We're about to play it. Can't wait to hear it live tomorrow.
Let's go. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Be safe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Boots in the Park, Old Dominion, Tyler Hubbard, Chris Young, Parmalee, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, Dolly Parton, everyone thought this was like an April Fool's joke, but it is not. She is hawking her own line of jeans now because, you know, Dolly's got to be in everything, which I love this. Guess what they're called?
I'm going to go ahead and take a shot in the dark. Dolly jeans.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
They're called Jolene's. Jolene's.
Should have saw that coming.
I know. When I saw the name, I'm like, how did I not figure that out on my own?
Is there anything Dolly Parton is not selling or inventing or coming up with?
So you can buy them starting today. They start at $64 and go up to $229. And they have like a plethora of sizes. So anyone should be able to get into a pair of Jolene's.
Jolene's.
I love it.
Good for her.
Dolly Parton says they make any butt look good. Especially if you've got a good butt, then they look great. But if you got just an okay butt, they still look great.
I wonder how you make jeans make a butt look good.
Well, it's all about where are the pockets? Where do they land on your butt? Do they have something in the back that kind of lifts your butt?
Okay.
Yeah, lifts, smooths, a little bit of stretch.
I'm not wearing Jolene's, but hang on.
You want me to see if your butt looks good in those in your jeans? Your butt looks good. It's all about the pocket placement.
I don't think you'd tell me if my jeans, if my butt looked bad. I think you're too kind. You're too nice.
No, I would.
You wouldn't be, because I'd be a wreck all day. I wouldn't be able to leave the. I wouldn't be able to leave the house.
I would say they aren't the most flattering for your butt.
Okay, but these are.
Yeah, they look good. Yes, I will tell my husband that. I've made him get rid of jeans that I said, "Where is your butt? It doesn't exist in those."
Yeah,
pants.
But that's your husband. Yeah. I'm not, you know. You don't have to worry about him. He's not going anywhere. Me.
Oh, you mean if I told you that you were wearing the wrong jeans, we'd break up?
Oh, that'd be the end of I'd be a wreck.
Our partnership?
I would burn every pair of jeans I had. That's how much I care about what you think about my backside. Jolene's, get them right now at Everything Dolly Parton.
You can get them actually at Good American. That's Khloe Kardashian's brand. And select Nordstrom stores are carrying them as well.
Danny's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Christy is in Poway. Good morning, Christy.
Hi.
Hey, Christy, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, please, can you go just for now?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Christy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence just welcomed her second child. She plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
Hunger Games?
Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, quote, "It's better to be rich than poor. It really is. And if you're a miserable blank, it's still better to be a rich, miserable blank." Gene and his bandmate Paul Stanley will perform together at a fan fest in Vegas. What band did they found?
Kiss?
Superstar Val Kilmer died this week. He played Iceman in the Top Gun movies. What was Iceman's first name? Was it Tim, Trent, or Tom?
Oof. I'll go Trent.
Wednesday was National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What is the most popular brand of peanut butter, Skippy or Jif?
Let's go Skippy.
And finally, Keanu Reeves will be back for John Wick 5. What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in the John Wick movies?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. We'll go Hilton.
When in doubt, go Hilton. All right. Let's bring Tam back in.
Why not?
Christy, what you got going on today?
Drop the kids off at school. Gonna head home and do some chores, laundry, all that good stuff.
It never ends. It never ends. Christy did today 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Ugh.
Jennifer Lawrence welcomed her second child. She plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
I swear she has the bow. Why do I always have a hard time remembering this one? It's the three of them, three movies. Not Hunger Games. It's the, oh my God, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
You sure you don't want to try again? All right. It was the Hunger Games.
Oh, what's the other one I'm thinking
of? I mean,
of?
What do I do? Do I give it to her? She said it, but I don't know what to do here.
I guess that's up to you.
Well, let's just see how things turn out.
Okay.
Christy knew that, so it's 1-0? I don't know. Timmy, Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, and I quote, "It's better to be rich than poor. It really is. And if you're a miserable blank, it's still better to be a rich miserable blank." I got to say it. He's such a I cannot stand him. Gene and his bandmate Paul Stanley will perform together at a fan fest in Vegas. What band did they found?
Kiss.
Kiss is right. Christy knew that. 2-1, Christy. Superstar Val Kilmer died this week. He played Iceman in the Top Gun movies. What was Iceman's first name? Was it Tim, Trent, or Tom?
Wow. I don't remember. I'm going to guess Trent.
Christy guessed as well. He was Tom Kazansky, but people know him better.
I don't ever remember his first name.
As Iceman. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You're still dangerous. Take it from me. Tom Kazansky.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work, man. All right. Christy went with Trent as well, so it's still 2-1. Christy. Wednesday was National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What's the most popular brand of peanut butter, Skippy or Jif?
Skippy?
Choosy moms, choose Jif. Skippy's number 2. Christy went with Skippy, but it doesn't matter. It's still 2-1, which means you have to get this right, Tammy.
Yeah.
Or do we have a college controversy on our hand? I don't know what to
do.
I'm freaking out. I was hoping it wouldn't come down to this. Christy, good luck. Tammy, Keanu Reeves will be back for John Wick 5. What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in the John Wick movies?
The Continental.
Oh, my goodness, she does it.
I love those. I love those movies, yeah.
Oh, she does it, Christy. She's maddening. You ever feel like she was just kind of hanging out in the weeds, kind of sandbagging, knowing she would eventually crush your dreams?
It's okay. Way to go, Tammy.
You're so sweet. Christy, no money for you today. All ties go to Tammy, as you know, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
You have 4 tickets to Legoland California Resort, where right now you can build memories for less because Legoland California Resort is offering you 2nd day free tickets this spring break.
I have 3 boys that are gonna love that.
Oh, Christy, that's awesome. You're queen mom. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for checking in this morning. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
It's coming sooner rather than later. Tax day. Whee!
Joining us right now is not only producer Jessica's mother, but my tax lady. She's the tax lady. Oh, she's the tax lady.
Good morning, June.
Good morning.
June, I'm actually very anxious about meeting up with you later on this afternoon.
Why?
I mean, tax day is 11 days away, John.
Well, wait a minute. I thought he might have already done them because when I talked to him earlier, he said he wasn't going to wait till April.
Hey, June, he's right here. I'm right here.
Oh,
B, you know dang well that I have not done my taxes because I've been talking to you via text. So stop it. I'm going to call you out. We have a tax date today. What are you wearing?
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so you've got all your paperwork?
I mean, so I just moved.
Oh, no.
I mean, our W-2s are on file.
You can actually June knows how to download those,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
no, John's doing it all.
I've got my receipts from Goodwill for the donations that I've made this year.
Uh-huh.
I've got my W-2s. Okay. What else do I need, really?
Password.
John's looking at me like, there's a password?
Would you stop?
It just throws you in such a tizzy. It really does.
I have, this has been established long ago, I have a learning disability when it comes to mathematics and numbers, and it makes me very, very anxious.
He did so good last year. He could do it by himself.
Again, June, I think everything just needs to be presented in a sports analogy because John has no problem when it comes to numbers and percentages when it comes to sports.
So what time's the game start today, John?
First road trip of the season, Padres versus the Cubs. Today's game, in fact, all the games are day games. This morning's game starts at 11:20.
You know, I couldn't have lived without knowing that.
You asked me, June. So, June, maybe I'll come and see you after the game today?
Well, you have to check with my boss.
Okay, Jessica, can I come after the game today?
Yeah.
That's my wine time. So, really, you can come, but just don't bug me.
Oh, that'll be better, because I'll have a glass of wine as prep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
As prep.
Yeah. How about I bring you a bottle? I got some good stuff in my house.
Ooh.
June, you're starting to fall in love with me, aren't you? No? Okay. Good enough.
Wow. That was a little harsh.
Yeah, laugh it up, June. I'm proud of yourself. I'll see you later this afternoon, madam, after I hope the Padres continue this awesome streak to 8 games.
Ooh,
see, that crossed. I can count. I can count that high, at least.
Ooh.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.